Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Friday, Lori and Julia here on MyTalk 107.1. Everything entertainment streaming online at MyTalk1071.com. Also on the MyTalk app. And if you're listening that way and you're registered with listener rewards, we're giving away cash prizes all month long in July. And you can also win access to an early digital screening of Radioactive starring Rosamund Pike. But I have to make a suggestion for people this weekend.
Yes?
Be careful when you go into the water. I don't know what you'll find.
Uh-oh. Don't scare me.
Okay.
I'm going to the lake.
45 years ago,
it was
this weekend, Jaws came out.
I saw it at the Skyway Movie Theater.
I remember the theater. I saw it, too. It was like when you saw, if you were around for 45 years ago to go to this, it was just, we'd never seen anything like it. This is audio, I think, I can't remember if it's the Today Show or GMA, but they had, I think it's the Today Show, right towards the end, they just kind of had, it was like full of all these little juicy nuggets about Jaws and Richard Dreyfuss, of course, who...
You watch this movie every year.
I watch this movie every year. I absolutely...
I haven't seen it in years.
I love this movie. It holds up. It's a classic. And... Here we go.
Okay.
Let's listen to audio.
It started with that moonlit swim. And a summer of fear.
You gonna shut down the beaches on your own authority?
Well, just off the coast, deep in the water, a score we will never forget.
You're gonna need a bigger boat.
A bigger boat, and as it turns out, a bigger box office. The thriller quickly chomping its way into history. First to haul in over $100 million, with then 27-year-old director Steven Spielberg at the helm. Jaws opened in the summer on a then unheard of 450 screens. And you know the term blockbuster that we now use all the time? Back then, it literally described the lines around the block.
This movie was such a phenomenon that in 1976, it gave us one of the first movie-themed attractions here at Universal Studios, Hollywood, and even after all these years, this is still one of the studio favorites. Howdy, Bruce.
That's right, the shark was nicknamed Bruce after Spielberg's lawyer, and there is a whole lot more about Jaws that you should know about. Who better to tell it than good old shark expert Matt Hooper, played by Richard Dreyfuss.
This is a movie that was started without a script, without a cast, and without a shark.
And when they finally did get the mechanical shark in the water...
That's a 20-footer.
25. 3 tons of them.
The shark that we built never worked. And what you'd hear every day is...
The shark is not working.
And every day you heard that.
The result, Spielberg had to improvise using the shark's absence to build suspense. And Richard Dreyfuss can remember seeing the first time an audience watched him and Roy Scheider swim away.
They started to applaud. They applauded throughout the entire crawl. And then they quieted down. They watched the end of the crawl. And then they did it again.
And even now, 45 years later, Jaws still bringing thrills with that jagged grin.
And of course, wow. Jaws became one of the biggest box office movies in June. The drive-in theaters were playing it. And because I guess I didn't realize Blockbuster was used to invent Jaws, that it literally went around the block.
I didn't know that either.
And
That's funny. I mean, that's weird, and it makes sense at the same time.
Right, but I guess I always thought it was just like a Hollywood term that had been around, but Anyway, so that movie is 45 years old. So if you really want to feel like you've been around, just
we had
know
an
that.
Above ground, like 3.5 foot deep pool.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, I feel like it was my brother, John, me and my mom. And I feel like my little sister was too young, but I don't know. But I remember coming home and the pool would get algae in it. So you couldn't see the bottom.
Right.
Because we were always in that damn pool and doing whirlpools and stuff. And then I couldn't go in.
Yeah.
At all.
I know.
Not even for, I'd take the skimmer, the leaf skimmer, and try to find the shark in there. I mean, it really changed.
And talk about a wonder kid, Steven Spielberg, 27.
No script, no actors, no anything.
And that movie does work because, like, you couldn't see it in the audio clip, obviously, that we're showing you. But, like, when the two, kind of older dudes go to fish off that pier, and they've got like chum that they're using, and the one guy actually, somehow gets the shark, and mm-hmm. the rope starts going. And so you don't see it a lot, right. And it's all done with music. And
yeah.
But I didn't know it was because the shark was never working.
I think that's hysterical.
You were supposed to see a lot more of the scary shark.
Yes, and maybe that movie works. Because we don't, and it's just with the music. And
it totally works because you don't see it. I mean, the Jaws, when you actually
do see it, it's kind of funny.
It's kind of funny. I mean, it's scary, but it is the tension of watching the camera sneak between people's legs in the water, and you hear the music, and it's the tension.
And I jump every time that Matt Hooper is down looking in that whatever boat or whatever, and the head falls.
Oh, yeah.
I jump every time, even though I know it's going to happen.
It's something. Melissa Peterman says hi and happy birthday. Oh. She must be a July birthday as well.
I think she is.
I think she's in town, headed up to her lake place.
Oh, how nice.
I know.
Hey, by the way, you guys, just speaking of Hollywood, do you know who we have not seen out and about since the Washington Post article came out about these two? Aflarmus. Ben Affleck and Ana de Armas have not been seen since the Washington Post did that whole little thing about...
What did they do? I don't even know what you're talking about.
I don't know either.
Oh, the Washington Post did this whole thing about...
COVID walks?
No, just about how Ben Affleck, he kind of, they're the one celebrity... They've paid attention to the fact that they are the one celebrity couple that was being spotted...
Everywhere.
Every single day for like 2 months.
Oh,
we had two months straight of walks, the cardboard cutout. So they just sort of wrote that it was an interesting phenomenon. And then they brought up when Ben Affleck was last so out loud, which was with J-Lo. And it was just sort of a really good, juicy, regurgitated piece of
celebrity
tabloid stuff and what's going on tied in with the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, since that Washington Post article.
I feel like he was shamed. Shame.
Or they're worried about the jinx or something, but they have not been seen anywhere.
Ooh.
After we've seen them for weeks and weeks.
Every day
daily.
We see them. I was bored seeing them on walks.
And so maybe, whatever. But they have not...
They're driving away from their home to go on walks to different areas of California.
They're no longer calling the paparazzi.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really what it
is.
But anyway, I just thought I'd point that out. Thank you.
Shame.
Oh, man. All right, listen, we come back. It's time for Random Thoughts.
I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? Sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now... Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. All right, people. I want to give...
Woman.
All right, people. All right, listeners. Starting... Today is what? The 10th?
10.
Starting the 15th.
How quickly you forget.
I know. Well, your birthday's tomorrow, and that's the 11th. Starting the 15th, Starbucks has announced it will require all customers wear face coverings if you go into their stores. Okay?
Good.
So that's a done thing. I read this. I don't know if this was in Twin Cities Business Journal or where I got it from Minneapolis St. Paul Magazine.
Mm-hmm.
And it talked about how how expensive the restaurant delivery fees are when you go through the services like Bite Squad or...
I told you, you told me this a month ago.
But here's some of the numbers, okay?
It's horrible.
So Bite Squad is a Minneapolis-based founded food delivery service. Mm-hmm. It was sold last year, I think, but they saw their profits grow by more than $1 million between March and May. And their restaurant partners feel the pain because they charge some of the highest rates for the restaurants of all of the Uber Bites or Delivers. I don't know what they all are. Here's an example is that they charge between 25% to 35% of each sale. And while it's high, the pandemic, because the restaurants can't have anybody come in and sit in their restaurant where they would make money on liquor sales or on some other things, it's just killing
their profit margin.
So
why do they work with them then?
Because they don't have their own delivery service. Yeah. People, it's a service.
Yeah, okay.
Their whole thing was we take care of customers when they come here, not when they order on the phone. But some restaurants are getting savvy and starting their own delivery service to bring back furloughed, workers. Employees.
Right. So they don't have to pay.
But they're taking so much money out of it. And full service restaurants run on 8% to 12% profit.
That's it.
When it's going well. So with Bite Squad taking 25% to 35% of its sales, mm-hmm. it's like selling happy hour 2-for-1s all the time.
Right.
So I think we know that the projection is that 1 out of 5 restaurants in the U.S. is permanently going to close as a result of COVID. So if you have a chance, call the restaurants direct. Find out if they can deliver.
You know what I found, at least in your neighborhood restaurant or whatever your neighborhood is, that for going and picking it up, they've made it
so easy.
Everything is bagged up. You prepay ahead of time. I always have to remind Casey, don't forget to, bring in a cash tip. But they've made it easy for you to go pick it up. And I have to say that I don't know about you guys, but for any of our takeouts that we've gotten, mm-hmm. it has all been within restaurants that are like 2 miles of our house. We're not like ordering from a place in Minneapolis because I got to have something from some place. I just order in about the 2-3 mile radius of our house and then we just go pick it up.
Right. But if other people don't have a good... Like my house, I would want to order outside my radius, but I don't do it. I've never done one of these things.
Yeah.
I'm craving chicken wings.
Do you use either any of these Bite Squad or Uber Eats, or do you just go pick up?
No, it's not. For me, it's not worth it. I'll just go and pick it up because, like you, Lori, I don't really order food out of a 2 or 3 mile radius. And you just order it online or you call.
You call.
And then you walk and you go get it.
Yeah.
And a lot of them deliver it out to your car. So I just want to encourage people. Our restaurants are suffering so much. Whatever you can do to get to go, get it yourself.
Or buy, a gift card if you can afford it and don't use it for a while. Just buy it. And
just to give them cash flow.
Yeah, just to give some cash flow going.
So anyway, and ask, do you have your own delivery service?
Yeah.
Maybe call and just ask. It doesn't take long. It's the same people that are Amazon, has had this mega growth thing. We have everything that you can get on Amazon. You can get locally. You just have to do a little more work and call.
Right.
Quit being lazy, people. Our local businesses need your support. I just had to say that.
I am glad that you're hammering that home.
I just am so worried about not having anything local left.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I didn't know about this, but 9 years ago tomorrow, Harrison Ford in 2001, actually, it would be much more longer than 19. I cut off the one. Okay. 19 years ago, Harrison Ford swooped down in his private helicopter to rescue a 13-year-old Utah Boy Scout by the name of Cody Clausen, who was lost in Yellowstone National Park. Does anyone remember this? Because all we think about him is his plane crash and being dangerous.
I just think of him crashing on golf courses and being dangerous.
Right, and highways and being dangerous.
Right.
He saved someone once. Wow. So I want us to put that in the record book.
All right.
Travel and Leisure.
Well, he's really flown for a long time.
He really has. Travel and Leisure has awarded Grandview Lodge in the Brainerd Lakes area, mm-hmm. among one of the best resorts in their World's Best Resorts awards in 2020. It's on Gull Lake. I've never been here. You said you've been here.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I've never been to Grandview Lodge, and it's a 750-acre golf spa resort. Overall score of 87%. People love it.
What are some other places?
Some other ones, Deer Path Inn in Lake Forest, Illinois. The Grand Hotel on Mackinac Island, which I was just at a couple of years ago. It's lovely. Hotel Iroquois on Mackinac Island, another one. Mm-hmm. American Club in
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Blur, Wisconsin. People love that.
You know, that used to be a Playboy Club.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. Big Cedar Lodge in Ridgedale, Missouri. Grandview Lodge.
It's gorgeous, too.
It's gorgeous. And they have golf tournaments there, yeah. And it's a beautiful golf course. Mission Point, another Mackinac Island.
Oh.
And the Sundra Inn and Spa in Wisconsin Dells.
Nice.
Yeah. So there's some good ones. Okay, people, all of our people who like to use bigoted words and slurs. They've all been canceled if you're a Scrabble player. They're no longer allowed in the official Scrabble player book.
Like, what would that be?
I have no idea.
Probably things we don't want to say.
They are just stuff that you could just spell.
I'm even thinking like Haole or something, what, you know, Hawaiians call white people.
Yeah, but that's a Hawaiian word for
right,
white.
I don't know what it would be.
It's for people who play like Scrabble tournament stuff.
Yes, it's for them. They're all pissed.
Because like you maybe... Maybe you used to be able to spell out, you know, like
what?
Yeah, I don't know.
Teasing.
Slut
I hope
would
that's
be in there, but
right.
You know, I mean, I don't
I can't
know.
I was think of yeah. We don't want to say
I can think
out loud
of
either.
It, but
yeah.
We're slurs against people's ethnicity or gender.
Yeah, the North American Scrabble Players Association said Wednesday that
they
these
had to
words,
purge out. They had 260 bad. You
236.
Know. Wow, that's a lot.
That is a lot. All right, now. Tell me.
And the Scrabble people are mad or just the bigoted Scrabble
just
people?
Just the bigoted Scrabble people. There's a new flavor of Busch Light beer. Busch Light is kind of something I see my kids drinking.
It's because they have good deals on it.
Always.
Always.
Yeah.
Always. Okay. That's been Busch Light's thing for
what
years.
What do you think about this? Because you like Bud Light Lime.
Yes, I love Bud Light Orange.
And I love a Summer Shanty
or
by
Blueberry. The Grain Belt Blueberry is good.
You like that? All right, so now they're going to do Busch Light Apple. What do you think?
I would try it. I mean, apple cider, you know.
Right?
It doesn't seem like that. Why hasn't somebody done it before now?
Yeah, well, I feel like it's not much of a stretch.
Yeah, exactly. Because you can get the ciders that taste like
that
beer
authentic
cider.
Flavor of Busch Light.
Yeah, I know.
Right. Okay, so earlier in the show, I told you how they've done a survey about who was drunk the most during COVID, during the beginning of COVID when we were all before that we were able to leave our homes and go to, you know, stores and stuff, really. They said. American Addiction Centers polled 3,000 people in the first 11 weeks of the pandemic. We spent 172 hours of it drunk. That's 7 full days plus 4 hours. It's just the average. Here are the 10 states that have been the drunkest since mid-March.
And they must be looking at the spending.
South Dakota is number one. New Mexico, number two. New Jersey, number three. Montana, number four. They weren't even locked down. Number five is Colorado. Minnesota is six.
Wow.
Connecticut comes before us. Minnesota is six. Georgia. We beat Wisconsin.
Wow.
They're not even on this list. The ones that reported the lowest liquor sales, Nevada, Idaho, Kentucky,
Utah.
New Hampshire wasn't even on here, in Pennsylvania.
Hmm.
I know, right?
Well, I do know that the liquor stores were that.
That was one thing that was open.
Well, and it was also like record sales.
I know.
Record sales.
Record.
To go along with, you know, bikes, record sales,
yes.
Flowers when that opened,
yes.
Gardening centers. But booze was the number one
booze
thing.
Booze was and booze and groceries.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was going.
I mean, I am really seriously wondering, when am I going to eat all the stuff that's in my freezer?
You guys, you were all in. Casey was all in at Costco.
Oh, my God.
Casey ordered. He's like, bring it.
Do you still have tamales?
Yes, I we're on working on our second, like, 5-pound bag. There's still some left. So, but I'll tell you what we ended up doing with a lot of the things that he bought.
Giving them away.
When they were doing the Midway, and I could still take them over a couple churches.
Yes.
All right. And so I sent Casey to Costco to buy stuff, and then I sent him to our basement. And I said, get rid of all these 24 packs of
stuff.
Gatorade and soup and ramen and rice bowls.
He was ready.
So anyway,
he was protecting
all went to a good,
yeah,
you know,
Dad.
A good thing. But yeah, we're not going to eat all this stuff. Oh my gosh. All right, listen, we'll be right back.
We'll do a little My Talk traffic.
Oh, there's always so much music news on a Friday because that's the day for, has it been about a year that they switched to Friday releases?
Instead of Tuesday?
Tuesday. It used to be Tuesdays for years and years, and maybe it's even been longer. Love would remember
someone
exactly.
Someone else will tell us that.
Yeah, because he, I remember, told us why it was Tuesday way back.
I think it's been a few years since it has.
Back in the day. Uh-huh. Back in the day. Okay, everything just blurs together, don't you know? So, I don't know where you want to start, Katy Perry or the Unearthed Rolling Stones.
Let's start. Okay, so Katy Perry's new album, what is it called? Smiles? It's going to come out August 14th.
That's the single.
The single. What's the name of the album?
The name of the album
is Clown Nose.
I don't know what the name of the album is. I don't know if we know. We just know it comes out August 14th. Mm-hmm.
And she's wearing a clown nose on the cover, I believe.
Very cute.
Yes, she is. So this is her new song, Smiles.
All right, here we go.
And Laurie corrected
me. So we've heard Daisy's
Smile.
Well, I just wanted people to know in case they wanted, if they're going Smiles, just that, you know.
Oh, for crying out loud.
You know.
One up me. All right, Katy Perry finds out that she's Taylor Swift's 9th cousin.
That's not true.
She said, that's why we always fought, like, we're family.
I know it.
All right.
But I like that song.
I do, too. Well, I think it sounds happy, and I liked her Daisy song, too.
And I kind of liked her
she's happy.
Harley's in Hawaii song. Yeah. She's a good songwriter. She just got off track with that last album, kind of like Lady Gaga did with Chromatica or Pop, or whatever it was.
Art Pop. Mm-hmm. Oh, but we loved how she dressed.
Yeah, but she admitted, you know, she was just like...
I was more into dressing like a Triscuit than I was into making music.
Right, and you're not going... I mean, how can you consistently always... I mean,
hit home runs.
Yeah.
You can't.
I like that song, though. I mean, she's going to have a baby and one day she'll have another big sold out tour.
It's kind of cute, the picture of her and whatever his name is.
Orlando.
Yeah.
Bloomin' Bloomer.
Yeah, walking down the beach and her ankles. I mean, she's ready to pop, I think. Her ankles look so swollen.
Yeah.
Remember Jessica Simpson's foot?
Oh, my God.
When she was ready.
Holly posted the photo of her because she modeled a pair of True Religion. Remember when those jeans were everything with the embellishment?
I never got them, but yes, I do.
Oh, Brett Michaels wore them all the
Brett
time.
Brett Michael wore them all the time.
All the time. Uh-huh. And we never bought
them. We bought Miss Me.
Yeah, the Miss Me jeans. They were kind of the knockoffs of it.
Less expensive.
And I kind of felt like True Religion did not, if you had any kind of a booty, it was kind of like for...
A teeny butt.
I feel like there wasn't much butt room in those.
If you had hips or a butt, it was... True Religion was very unforgiving.
Yes, that's what it was. Very.
And we had both.
Kind of like Sevens were when those first came out in the skinny jeans. I was like, what ass gets in these flat jeans?
Yeah.
No, I mean...
They did, but they changed them. They changed them.
Yes, I know that, but that was like the skeletal x-ray look.
Why
seemed to
I
be
always
in.
Shop American Eagle jeans? They're affordable and there's something that fits every booty.
I like
the Gap.
Yeah, I like silver and I like cut.
Yeah.
The KUT brand.
Yeah, I like
that's a good
cut.
One because they get room for a butt. But anyway.
The cut's got room for a butt.
So Holly posted Jessica Simpson, but she said, I've had these in my closet for 14 years and they look really cute on her. But people were just like yelling at her that she got too thin now because.
Oh, please.
She doesn't drink anymore.
And she works out.
And she works
out. Makes her feel good.
And, you know, she's 40. And sometimes you do, like, have She
should have a great
she
body.
She was like heavy for like a lot of the 30s with having
she
three
really
babies.
Wasn't. When that big mom thing, the mom jeans, the photo.
Not that, but she's had three children. Yeah, I'm just talking about in her 30s, she's been pregnant, nursing, not pregnant. I mean, you know, it's a lot of.
When you don't drink a lot, you're not as puffy.
Right. Yeah, she just looks like, that's all she looks like, is just like she's running marathons or something.
She looks great.
It's like how we'd all look if we would stop drinking.
Exactly.
You know, just saying. Okay, do you want to hear the songs, three songs from the Rolling Stones?
Please. So,
I don't know. When they say something is newly unearthed, does that mean the band unearthed it and decided to release it? Somebody actually found an 8x8, you know, reel to reel in a closet. And I never understand that. But this was when they were making goat's head soup. I don't know when that album came out, early 70s or something.
I'm like, when does that make? When, okay, thank you.
It's like so early 70s. Yeah, early 70s. So I don't know who unearthed it, but Jimmy Page is going to be, not on the song we're going to listen to because that one didn't really, it's a song called Scarlet. And the Rolling Stones are reissuing Goat's Head Soup with these three new tracks. So obviously
they're not touring this year.
Well, and obviously the Stones have decided they could pass the muster and
just play the music.
All right. Well, this is Crisscross. This is the only one we can listen to right now. Yeah. So that song, the Jimmy Page song called Scarlet, and one other one, and Goat's Head Soup is really, that album was known for the song Angie.
Angie.
But they love this album. The Rolling Stones love it, and they're issuing it with a 120-page book of photos. And
I got you this for your birthday.
Yeah, did you?
I did. It's coming in the mail.
Plus, you get four posters. I love that nod to their.
I love it.
Their older fans.
I loved that album with the zipper that came down. Sticky Fingers.
Sticky Fingers.
I mean, think of the cool album covers. I mean, that zipper was everything.
My friend Loretta D'Ambrosia and I were very fascinated with that because we thought, okay, if we ever do get to unzip a boy's pants.
Now we know how. Was there anything you could feel inside?
Do the one hand unzip, you know, we probably read about it.
Like the one hand bra clip?
Yes, exactly. Like maybe boys would practice, like get to undo a bra.
Why didn't anyone make that album cover?
Right, exactly. And then remember the first time, like, you wore a front hook bra and a boy was like fumbling around
in the back?
In the back,
you're like, it's in the front.
It's in the front.
No, I was really like, don't touch me. Don't even come near me.
I was in big trouble with the pull over bras because you're so.
I wore them before the sports bra was invented. It's called Trainer. It's called the Barbie bra.
It was. Still wearing them all these years later. Mm-hmm. It's just pathetic. Okay, should we listen to, because Holly, I noticed you posted this one too. And it's Ryan Phillippe and Reese Witherspoon's son Deacon is old enough to be doing like a Calvin Harris, Diplo, Skillrex thing where he's like
producing and singing.
Now he's not singing.
No. Okay.
But this is his, it's his debut single, Long Run, and he got a Scottish singer by the name of Nina Nesbitt to do the vocals.
Okay.
But this is what Calvin Harris and Diplo does. Okay, this track.
I
like it.
I like it a lot.
And Deacon, I don't know how old he is, if he's like 18, 19, I'm not sure, but he looks like such a perfect blend of Ryan Phillippe and Reese Witherspoon. Yeah.
Their older daughter, Ava, looks exactly like Reese.
But he has a little bit of her and a little bit of him, and he's really a good-looking kid.
He's only 17.
Is that all he is?
Wow.
I mean, I think that song is really pretty good.
Too.
I mean, it's some pretty sounding strings. It kind of reminds me of like a Halsey song or something. So
I tell you a little Charlie Daniels story?
Oh, please.
Okay, so his last interview, which is going to air tonight on Fox, I believe, he sat down last month. And on Fox Nation's It's the Pursuit of John Rich. It was scheduled to air in August, but since he passed away, they're going to play it tonight. And he shared several stories about his earlier life. And this is a story from 1958 before he was a full-time musician. And he was 21 years old. And he said, I was working with a guy named Louis Frost who trained him in, and he trained his dad in at whatever place this was. I never got the idea of where it was. And the business was slowing down and he just started working there and they were going to lay off the guy that trained him in who was black. And he said, we started slowing down and they were going to lay off Louis Frost and keep me. And he's like, Louis knows 10 times more than I do. The only problem was it was 1958. He was black and I was white. And that made the decision. They were comparing apples to oranges and as to who did the job better and why would you let him go
when I didn't know
when
anything.
I didn't know anything. And he said, you know what? I quit. You've got the job. I'll play music. You can have my left. And he said he left. And Louis stayed at the job until he retired. And Charlie Daniels said that changed my whole life and they had a friendship forever.
Aw, that's a good story.
I thought so too. My friends were talking about Marshall Tucker Band and how much they were so popular. Oh, loved him.
The Marshall Tucker Band was fun. I mean, they had some good songs.
Really did.
All right, listen, we come back. We're going to Hollywood speak. What are we going to Hollywood? Oh, Naked with a Handbag and a follow on Insta. What does it all mean?
So, what are you trying to say?
What is the meaning of this?
What is the meaning of this? Just a couple days after Thandie Newton had an amazing interview with Vulture magazine where she admitted all kinds of things like being scared of working with Tom and
Tom Cruise. We're talking about Mission Impossible 2. He was so arrogant. And he didn't like us.
No, he tried super hard to be a nice person is the shady quote from that. Mm-hmm. And she also, you know, she has zero F's to give. I mean, yes. She talked about Eddie Murphy never showing up on Norbit. I mean, she's been in Hollywood for a long time, young actress, and she's just laying it all out. And I think that is a good thing
Men
to
could
be.
Get away with it. I don't think women could back then. No way.
What?
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Being so awful on a set.
Oh, there's all kinds of examples of people being awful, awful on sets.
Go on.
Both
tell
sexes.
Me
but anyway, Katie Holmes immediately followed Thandie Newton on Insta.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
I do too, because that says so much without saying anything.
Very much like how she was behaving 6 years ago or 7 years ago when she got away from Tom. The first thing that started happening, remember? Smiling, ice cream, strolls through the park. And
Holly, you weren't with us then, but Lori would go on and on. That
Katie showed us everything.
She was a zombie.
She had dead eyes.
Glazed over eyes.
Blinking every time she was seen with Tom.
It was.
And then the deliberate PR strategy of saying nothing while all the explosive details about how her father burned her phones, everything to get her out of that marriage, and how Tom and Scientology was blindsided. And then the very next day after that, she was telling us everything. Kind of like the Nicole Kidman when she's leaving her lawyer's office and she jumps in there and clicks her heels together and has her hands up after the divorce. So you can't say anything, but you can say a lot with pictures.
Yeah, you can.
And with follows, apparently.
Mm-hmm. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here is another one for you. I'm curious. How you feel about Naomi Campbell posing completely nude in the New York City subway system in unpublished photos where she's naked modeling Valentino bags.
Are these going to be published?
Yes, she posted them.
I feel like it's very tone deaf to be naked in a COVID hotbed, you know, to be naked in the subway where there were so many germs, and then now we've got your naked butt sitting on the seat.
Oh, put down a towel, honey.
No, I'm serious. I feel like this is the most tone deaf photo op for Valentino bags. It bothers me.
It was from the Valentino 2019 accessories campaign. They never published these photos.
Why is she putting it out right now?
Well, because
she's thirsty.
Maybe people don't want to ask her about her associations with one Ghislaine Maxwell.
That's
some other
true.
People.
Thank you.
Epstein.
Okay, thank
Very
you,
good.
Holly, for mm-hmm. doing the deep cut in that one. No, but because it just feels...
Because when they looked at these photos, even, it is...
Tone deaf right now.
Well, even last September, there's a reason why these photos weren't selected.
They're not good.
I think it's because there's nothing sexy about being naked in the New York City subway system.
And sitting on a seat.
Yes.
Naked with a little clutch in front of your...
And the bare feet on the floor.
It's so gross to me.
And it's so funny because Naomi Campbell is way before COVID.
She wears masks and
hazmat
suits.
She's been a germophobic. I'm surprised they got her to agree to this photo shoot.
Maybe they just photoshopped her on top of it. It just feels dumb.
No, it isn't. Okay, Courtney Stodden. She claims that she and Brian Austin Green were having fun together, and then she just said, I had to block him after several women who he was playing with came forward to me. He wanted me to be his little secret. He's nothing but a womanizer.
Well, he was playing the field. First base, I got a gal. Second base, I got third base. He's playing the field.
This is always something when you are going, if you get involved with a guy who's just recently separated.
Or a woman, but recently
separated from a long time something, they're not going to be serious about you. They might tell you that. You might be dumb enough to believe it.
But
or
she
they
felt
might be
used.
She felt
basically
used.
The Hollywood speak is, and she's telling us about it.
Well, she is because he stopped last week. We couldn't figure out why he was so thirsty. He stopped and talked to TMZ. And said that he thought she was super nice, but it was disappointing that she released a video of the two of them in the hot tub. It was very school marmish, weird on his part.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, why is he? And so she's just getting back at him now.
Okay, fine. But I don't care.
Yeah, okay.
How about that?
All right, very good.
I'm going to Hollywood speak.
Okay.
IDK.
FedEx reportedly gives the Washington Redskins, that name has got to change, an ultimatum. Change the name or the stadium signage will be removed.
Yeah, I bet
that's been the FedEx Field for 20 years.
Yep. That's pretty, they're going to have to change the name. Just do it. People have been...
Be the Washington Warriors. Have the same color, the Washington Red Tails.
There are so many other name possibilities.
But again,
if you substitute Redskins for any other racial slur about a person of color, or Asian, anything like that, is such a terrible name. I can't believe it is 2020 and they still haven't changed the damn name.
They're putting their money where their mouth is. They said, we're going to take our money away.
Well, and I think hasn't everybody already dropped like Target and everybody has
People
quit selling
are not
all
selling
their stuff.
The stuff and It's just one more thing.
Well, they signed a stadium rights deal in 1999 and that worth $205 million. And if FedEx does remove its signage, it'll be 6 years before the deal is set to expire. So they just don't care.
Wow.
Yeah, that's really...
Well, you don't want to be associated with it anymore, people.
Yeah.
People are waking up.
And money...
Talks.
It gets
and especially right
attention.
Now when there's no sports happening, and then someone's going to threaten to take their money away. Yeah, you should see that. Oh my gosh, the money ESPN is losing from not having football and games and baseball. I mean, it's a ton of do-re-mi.
Yeah, and we're wasting time on this whole pandemic. We're falling so far behind
because we
don't have any leadership, and it needs to be coming from the federal government, and it's not, and we are all totally screwed. I don't know if people really quite profoundly realize
it. I think they do.
But if we wait until January, it's going to be too late. There's going to be like 200,000 people dead. We're not going to be welcome anywhere. It doesn't need to be this crazy. We had a pandemic playbook.
Lori for president.
Oh, damn it. No,
I really think a lot of people on both sides, everybody
No, there
everywhere,
is no both sides on the pandemic.
This is a health
crisis, and we don't have any We don't have any leadership.
Okay, moving on. So that was your Hollywood speak.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying that it's very upsetting.
I know.
And we can just keep going along, but it's just like, oh my God, what are we going to do?
Who's on first?
Yeah. Who is on first, Julia?
Okay. Not who. Not the organization.
Okay, here's one. Days of Our Lives. Here's a headline. Days of Our Lives, which is the only first-run soap that's happening, because I guess the producer of that show is so cheap, he forces 6 months shooting out. It was number one in the ratings for the first time since Richard Nixon was in office.
Because they're the only ones doing with new shows.
With fresh show. The last time they were number one was in 1973 when there were 16 soaps on the air.
16.
And anyway, they had like almost 2 million people in ratings. They were the number one daytime show.
Cheers.
They're picking up like 20,000 people every week because all the other soaps are behind. Well, there's not that many, but whatever.
Wow.
Anyway, there. Just to bring it all the way back around. All right, we are coming up next, but it's our musical happy hour.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Stay with us.
Whether it's Baker's Simple Truth Turkey or mac and cheese with Murray's English Cheddar or pie made with fresh Cosmic Crisp apples, there are many dishes we look forward to sharing during the holidays. And Baker's has all the fresh ingredients you need to turn today's holidays into tomorrow's memories. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Get more ways to save at the Buy 5 or More Save $1 Each sale. Just buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with card. Baker's, fresh for everyone.
Venture X from Capital One is the travel card for people always asking,
where next?
You earn 10x miles on hotels and rental cars and 5x miles on flights booked through Capital One Travel and 2x miles on everything else you buy with Venture X. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges. The Venture X card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.